Blog Talk Radio.
I've been listening to that song every day of my life. I feel like an American.
Hell yeah. Had to set that off for my man Dusty. Good tributes this week on Raw, Money in the Bank. They really put Dusty's life into perspective and what he meant to the business, especially the younger cats. So that one was Dusty.
Yeah, they definitely did a good one for him. They did the 10 count with the bell, and everybody paid their respects. And all week they've been running a really good little video package with him that at the end is very eerie with him in the ring saying, "Until we meet again." It's almost perfect. It's great.
Yeah, that tribute was great. So what's going on, sir?
Nothing much, man. I'm just sitting here recapping the week, trying to figure out what's going on in, the little world of wrestling that we love. I mean, we got Money in the Bank, and Money in the Bank was interesting. I mean, to start things off, I think everybody by now knows who Mr. Money in the Bank is, and that's the Celtic Warrior.
Oh, you already know how I feel about that, but I'm not even going to get into it. It's just he looks real stupid. That's all I got to say.
Oh, so what you're saying is that you're not entertained?
Not by Sheamus at all. Sheamus, I think the entertainment with Sheamus ran out in, 2009, to be quite honest with you.
He had a good run. I mean, when he first came and he beat Cena in that table match, I kind of started to like Sheamus. He developed his own little swag. One thing I will say about Sheamus, and I know that you don't like him, Sheamus is one of those type of characters that actually has character. He looks like a character, even though to most he looks stupid. He's a character in himself.
He just looks stupid. I mean, it's hard to explain with him. I mean, his ring work is okay at best. I mean, name one 5-star match that this dude has had? One.
5-star match? I don't know if he's had any 5-star matches. I'll say him and Daniel Bryan had some close 4-star matches, but then again, he's in the ring with Daniel Bryan, and Bryan makes everyone look good.
He can make a broomstick look good, but that's just one person's opinion. That's mine, but I just think that Money in the Bank was wasted on him, to be completely honest.
But I mean, at the end of the day, isn't Sheamus a Triple H guy?
Of course he is.
There you go.
Of course he is, but there's too many people in line and deserving for that title. I mean, I really went into that pay-per-view thinking Roman Reigns was going to walk out, but we all know how that ended.
The force-feeding of Roman will be delayed, but it's going to pick back up next year. He's going to be champion. He's going to be champion for a long time. And whether he's heel, whether he's face, it is what it is. We're going to get a big dose of Roman for the next few years. So I'm glad that they're kind of pumping the brakes on it. Like, give us a chance to appreciate some other people before the Golden Boy, which we know he's going to be the Golden Boy, before he's the man on top. And that's what we get every Monday. I mean, it is what it is.
Chris Masters was supposed to be the Golden Boy, but you see how that turned out. Andrew McIntyre and Paul Burchill.
Chris Masters had a good look. On the mic, I never really appreciated Chris Masters like that. And he was a one-trick pony. He was a gimmick to me. The master lock, and that was about it. You're not going to go very far with that.
Flex his muscle, legitimately hurt somebody in the ring, and then keep it going.
Yeah,
allegedly.
There you go. I mean, Drew McIntyre is a different story. Because Drew had it, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, the Chosen One. That was another Triple H guy, but now he's doing his thing in TNA, so I can't knock him. I mean, it's a smaller stage, but he's definitely doing his thing.
Yeah, it's a smaller stage. He may be doing his thing, but I mean, if you're in TNA, at the end of the day, you're not really doing your thing at all.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. But let's see. On Monday Night Raw, you had the beautiful Bray Wyatt promo holding up a picture of Roman Reigns and his daughter.
Bray.
But, hopefully they can really, really do something great with that, because Bray needs fresh right now after that god-awful Ryback feud, which lasted, a whole 3 weeks?
Bray needs something that he can have longevity like Ambrose with. A good long rivalry that'll go into SummerSlam, possibly past SummerSlam. What I fear is Battleground being 4 weeks from tomorrow, that's a long enough time for them to kind of interact with each other, have that match at Battleground, and that could be it. And I don't want them to do with that feud. Like, that feud deserves to have a good few months. So I hope that's the direction.
Yeah, that definitely needs. For it to really get going, I mean, the intro match, double DQ or whatever, and then, let Reigns win one, let Wyatt win one, the usual formula, but they really need to tell a story. And if you can involve the child without exploiting the child, but involve the child in it, that would be great. Do some ECW Sandman and his son type thing back in the day with Raven, when Raven converted Sandman's son. That would be fucking awesome.
I had this image in my head, and I mean, it could be because I'm fucking psycho, but I had this image to where they did like this spot on Raw to where Roman is actually at home with his daughter, and like he walks out the room and you see Bray Wyatt in the window or some shit. Like, that'll really be great. And that's within the PG lines, because, it's whatever. It's just really scary. And that'll bring Bray Wyatt's stock up.
There's a monster in my closet, and he opens the door and Bray Wyatt's standing there. No, he's not. And then he closes it. That would be great.
They can go a lot of ways with it, but I think we know how it's going to happen. I mean, they may bring the girl into it. They may not. Bray Wyatt may just talk about her all the time, and that's going to be the end of it, and that's it. But we'll see what happens. What else happened on
Superman
Raw?
Punch and Spear. Kevin Owens completely destroyed Machine Gun Kelly, which was fucking hilarious because Machine Gun Kelly botched that spot horrendously.
He sure did. And, I mean, Kevin Owens, he didn't even really do his tight pop-up powerbomb style. If you go back and you look at the way that he powerbombed him, he jackknifed Kevin Nash, that motherfucker. Like, he had him up on his shoulder and just tossed him. It was great. And then TMZ picked it up. So now Kevin Owens is getting that type of media coverage. I mean, our boy is going to be the one. We already know this, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm just waiting until the day they give him right to Brock and let them tear it down at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook that really kind of tickled me. It was something about how the backstage they want that Brock Kevin Owens match or something like that at SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, that was the one about that. But I don't think it's too soon to go into Brock because he'll probably still be in the program with Rollins. So Brock and Kevin, I think you can put that on the back burner because I still think we're going to get the Shield triple threat at Mania, hopefully.
Yeah.
Unless they do it at SummerSlam. But no, SummerSlam will probably end up being Brock.
Yeah, it'll probably be a rematch. Maybe throw somebody else in the mix. Maybe who knows? Maybe Sheamus cashes in and we have a new champion at Battleground and it's Sheamus. And we're sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? Who knows?
As long as he loses the title the next night on Raw, I'm not going to be mad. I don't even care. Give Cena the title again if Sheamus is going to be the champ.
If they're going to do it like that, then the Money in the Bank concept, I don't want to say the Money in the Bank concept has run its course because when Rollins did it this year, it was amazing. But up to before Rollins did it, the last few years, the Money in the Bank's been kind of just there. Like Cena won it and it didn't even matter. It's just been kind of a gimmick lately.
No, because Cena has to be the upstanding gentleman and not cash in on a downed opponent. I'm going to challenge you. Here's my briefcase. Nah. Money in the Bank is designed for a heel to carry it.
That's very true.
To cash in on a down champion, that's the way to do it. But even with Sheamus cashing in that Money in the Bank, it's not going to have the same effect Rollins had. Sheamus is nowhere going to get, is not going to get the kind of reaction that Rollins got when Rollins came out to cash. People are going to be like, oh boy, here he comes. And the You Look Stupid chants are going to start as he's holding the title.
I don't know if they're going to let him do it on a big stage. I doubt he'll do it at SummerSlam. They may just let him do it at an in-between pay-per-view to where it's not as big of an event. Because a moment like that, they got to understand, like, people aren't really invested in Sheamus. And that's kind of what I wanted to get to about Sheamus. Is that he had a promo on SmackDown, and even though I don't want to jump ahead, but Sheamus, he's not captivating. He knows what he's saying. He doesn't really trip up on his words. His accent is unique, but he's not captivating. Like, I don't believe shit that he has to say. He's not really, a threat.
Not at all. Not captivating, very boring, very limited.
And he looks stupid, but he's a character.
Yes, he does. He looks very stupid. He looks very stupid. And
he would make a really, really dope action figure, to be honest.
Exactly. And it's just irritating. But it is what it is. We actually got a caller calling in. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what this caller wants to talk about.
Call
what's
in.
Up, sir? You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, this is DDP.
What's going on, sir?
A.K.A. Bray Wyatt.
How you doing?
A.K.A. A-Squared.
A-Squared. I know who this gentleman is, Mr. P. I know who this guy is. This guy right here, he knows his stuff. Mr. A-Squared.
Okay, that's what's up.
Mr. A-Squared, what are we doing, sir?
Quincy, what up? What up, little bro?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, just making these moves, brother. What do you think about the state of the thing we love called wrestling, sir?
Well, I mean, I only got a few minutes right now. You can hear my phone is ringing off the bananas hook. I'm in my office right now. But I was listening in a few minutes ago, and I heard you reminiscing about a potential Bray Wyatt coming into Roman's house.
Yes.
Let's hope he doesn't, you know, put a gun to him on some filming shit. Let's not do that.
No, yes. Let's not do that.
Let's not do that. Roman's a little bit too pretty, and his daughter's gorgeous. If they even do, like, some a brief cross the line here, fuck around and kill Bray, like, for real.
And then Raw will get canceled.
Exactly. USA ain't taking that shit the second time around. They got in trouble.
Nope, first
time.
Like I said last week, you'll turn it on and see the Westminster Dog Show.
That's affirmative. Yeah. And I'm in a hunt for a dog right now. Do you need one?
That's what's up.
What's today's show about?
We're just recapping the week, man. We got stuff happening, man. I mean, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, it's a lot going on. That's why we're doing what we got to do, man, to just give everybody the great opinions that dwell in our minds, brother, because we talk about it on a daily basis, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. Kevin Owens is bananas.
He's the fucking man, definitely.
He's super bananas. I'm sure y'all seen his match with Cesaro the other night on SmackDown. I was expecting a lot better, but again, I guess you can't do too much on regular scheduled network television, but they could have a classic feud if they really, you know, put something together with them too. I was excited when they built it in the backstage.
Yeah,
and
Cesaro really surprised me. Go ahead, Pete.
No, they really need to give Cesaro a chance because you see the stage Owens is on now. Cesaro should be right next to him on that stage, but of course, as Vince McMahon said, he doesn't reach for it.
I mean, these are Ring of Honor guys. These are guys, they've been in the ring together. This isn't the first go-round, so they could put on a WWE-style match, and it's going to be beautiful. And that's exactly what they did on SmackDown. It wasn't anything too fancy. There was a couple great spots. You can tell that they have good chemistry. I mean, just the whole Cesaro thing just mind boggles me, but whatever.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not like he's bad on the mic either. I think he's good. You know, he's not far cry from one of the best, but he's definitely good enough. I think for me, if Jeff Hardy's as popular as he is on the mic, Cesaro blows his ass away. You know what I mean?
If you watch all like the Beyond the Rings and all the wrestling documentaries, they stay interviewing Cesaro, so I don't get it. He stays on those type of programs.
You know what? I think Vince is on some bullshit. I think Cesaro tried to smash Linda or something.
Maybe. It could
allegedly.
She may have a thing for Jason Statham, and he was the next closest thing because we all know Cesaro and Statham look like brothers.
You look like a Slim Statham.
Wait, so there's two different people?
Oh, no. It's tough. Every time I watch Transport, it's like I expect the King of Swing to just come out and just start swinging shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
This is what it's about, people. This is what it's about. People who love... We love wrestling. I mean, we were talking about Dusty and Mr. A Squared. I know you can appreciate everything that Dusty did in his career, and you growing up watching it, I know you were just as impacted as we were, man.
Yeah. Dusty Rhodes is. You know what's funny is that the majority of this generation's education, in terms of wrestling knowledge, doesn't really go past what Dusty truly did, because they know Dusty Rhodes with Sapphire when the WWF brought him in. They don't know They don't know NWA Dusty Rhodes. They don't know the Ric Flair matches in the late 70s and the 80s. They don't know the Dusty, the Booker, the committee, the guy who damn near ran NXT. You know what I'm saying? Like that tribute video that they put together for him, I thought that was incredible, especially towards the end when they saw him putting the NXT title on Seth Rollins, which I thought was bananas, and then how he just ended the tribute video. That was goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy because it always seems like whenever we lose a legend, there's a moment that we get goosebumps with it because we go back to Ultimate Warrior and we think about the speech that he gave on Raw, and then he passes away right after that. It's so symbolic, man.
That's ridiculous.
The very next day.
Yeah, that's super ridiculous. Like, that couldn't have happened. Like, you know, his time when God decided to call him, that couldn't have happened before, you know, he reconciled with Vince and the company. It couldn't have happened years ago. It had to happen right after reconciliation, right after Hall of Fame, right after everybody understands your story and loves you again. That's still crazy as hell, dude. Super
crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Super.
Now, if
yo,
anybody out
guys,
there, they want a good video to watch. I'm sorry, what was that?
Are the shows, can you listen to the shows after, or do you have them saved and put in somewhere?
Yeah,
you
can listen
man.
To blogtalkradio.com/notjustwrestling.
Okay, so they're uploading.
You can listen to them whenever you want. Every single episode is going to be on demand. You just go ahead and you listen to it, bro.
Yeah, once we live, it goes straight on demand.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's crazy. Okay. Listen, man, I wish you guys the luck, you know, the best of luck with everything. I got to get back to business right now. It's a few people probably talking shit to where I am, but I don't really give one fuck because everybody loves me. So, but
yes, sir.
Y'all have a good show. Jay, I love you, little bro. I'm proud of you. You call me, all right?
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
Bye, dude. All
right, thank you, sir.
Bye, dude.
A-Square. Good call. If anybody else wants to join in, as you see, we're in open forum. Our phone number is 646-200-4745. Get in on the action. You go right on the air. And
please do. Please support us. Just give a call if you have anything on your mind. I mean, this is not just wrestling, you know, but we are wrestling fans. This is what we do. This is what we know
first
and love.
And foremost,
but please, by all means, just give us a call. What else we got on the pages, bro?
Let's see. Did you watch the best wrestling show on the planet right now, NXT?
Oh, my goodness. With a bag of Doritos in front of me, brother.
Blake and Murphy. I love them two cats. My man,
Blake and Murphy,
they're great. Had a nice little four-man, two-women match.
Yeah, it was great. I love
it.
It
wasn't bad.
It worked. It did what it was supposed to do. Blake and Murphy, they're great in the ring. You know, Murphy actually, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but he's Aussie. And when you hear him speak, he has that accent. So it kind of comes through a little bit odd at first. Blake, he's not that great on the mic. But the thing is, they're both really good in the ring. It is what it is. They're the champions. And Enzo and Cass, they're going to be taking the titles, at least I hope. You're not going to get very much from Enzo
probably.
And Cass. Yeah, it would be nice, bro. It really would. But Enzo and Cass are just they're great, man. They have the entrance that'll remind you of the Outlaws. You know, you can chant along with it, sing along with them.
They're crowd in the palm of their hands.
Always.
Watch this week's NXT before Colin Cassidy spelled out soft. That crowd was in his hands completely, and you can't teach that. No pun intended.
And you can't teach that. That's
pun intended.
Great. It's going to end up to where when they get called up, they could be big. They could be a really good act. But notice how I said act. Because
exactly.
As a tag team in the ring, they're not the best. I mean, they're safe. They do what they got to do. They're good. They're clean. But they're nowhere near Blake and Murphy in the ring, and that's the truth. They're a good act. And
exactly, and
I enjoy
that's
them.
What wrestling needs are good acts, because the
yep.
tag team situation on the main roster is actually pretty horrible, and Enzo and Cassidy will do a good job up there. At least that's my opinion.
I just hope that we don't get a repeat of the Ascension, because the Ascension were great at one point, and
exactly.
it's turned into a mockery. It almost feels like with the Ascension that they intentionally took a shit all over them. Like, we're going to put you in gear that reminds everyone of someone else, so they're going to boo you, but not even for the right reason. And they never gave them a good push, and now look at where they are.
They're going to boo because they look stupid. That's why they booed. And with the ugly ass face paint, they had a good gimmick going in NXT. Just why ruin a good thing? That's the one thing I didn't understand about the Ascension.
Why ruin a good thing? The Ascension, a couple years ago, when it was still FCW, and you had Bram from TNA when he was in the tag team with Connor, and they were different. They weren't like freaking barbarian warriors that they look like now. They were more so, they wore trench coats, like they were on some vampire shit, and that's when the Ascension was great. But you know what happens to good gimmicks.
Yeah, they get to Vince. Hey, buddy, put on some face paint, pal.
Yep, put on the face paint and
I'm surprised they didn't call them Warriors 3K. Road Warriors version 3.0. Because we all know how it worked out when Draz joined the Road Warriors. It didn't work out too good.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. And then Draz, he ended up in a wheelchair. And then it's just not good. Not good at all.
And Hawk
fell off the
Titan. What
else we got on NXT, bro?
We had Kevin Owens versus Samoa Joe. Nice little peek into that feud. Nice
just,
little sample
I mean,
of what they can do.
Trips, man. Triple H, I put Triple H on a pedestal in my living room for doing such a great thing and giving us these matches that the marks like me and you always dreamed of. And we got to see Owens versus Samoa Joe on WWE television, and it was fucking awesome. And even though it ended in a DQ because they both just kept freaking fighting each other or count out, whatever it was, it's just two big boys just going at it. You know who they are. It's just fucking awesome, man. NXT's a shit.
And not one looks like the prototypical wrestler. These are two chubby dudes just tearing it down, doing moves that most chubby dudes can only dream about doing. And it was great. For what they got in the future, it's going to be great.
I have no worries about NXT's future. I know a lot of people probably look back at the scale of NXT. You got Finn Balor, Hideo Itami. Eventually, these guys are going to come up. Eventually, we're going to get everyone that we love, those five indie dudes, and Sammy, Kevin Owens included. Everyone's going to be up. But who's going to be the next crop of NXT dudes that's going to be great? Because I don't have any faith in Baron Corbin. I'll just tell you that right now.
No, not at all. The only faith I have coming up, UHA Nation. My man is the truth. If you don't know who UHA Nation is, pull up YouTube, type in that name. It's UHAA Nation. And just watch some footage on UHA Nation. That dude is the truth.
He's a natural, man. UHA is, he's something else. He has the agility of Neville, almost. That's what's crazy about it. But he looks like he has the build of Bobby Lashley. It's
Bobby Lashley and Neville rolled into one.
It's crazy, man. And another great thing about it that I don't even know if you know this yet. At the recent NXT Live, we get UHA Nation versus Solomon Crowe, and those two aren't strangers either, because Solomon Crowe, when he was Sammy Callahan, him and UHA Nation used to fight all over the world. And it's Triple H just blessing us with just this great indie talent. And NXT, I have all the faith that it will be great going into the future, man.
Yeah, most definitely. And they had a nice video package on Finn Balor, the next NXT champion. Don't get it twisted. That dude is winning that title July 4th in Japan.
Oh, he sure is. He sure is.
And they aired a nice little package, little history lesson on Finn Balor. Fergal Devitt.
Yeah, that's a two-parter, I believe. So we're going to get another video package on him coming up next week. And just what they're doing with Finn Balor, it's amazing, especially this little promo that they got. I like Finn Balor in the suit because it almost gives him he's almost like a freaking superhero in his own shit. You know, like, yeah, I wear the suit by day, but if you fuck with me, out comes the demon and I look completely crazy. And it could be dope. I like it. So hopefully he wins the title off Owens, which should happen. And I also heard we're actually going to get that whole entire event on the network, bro.
Yeah, July 4th, and it will be live from Japan. So I'm not sure what time it's going to be on the network, but I heard it's going to be live. So that should be, it's like an extra pay-per-view. Because you know they're gonna stack the deck in Japan, especially on the 4th of July.
Yeah, they're stacking the deck. We got Brock Lesnar. He's going to be there. It's going to be a good one. I definitely recommend anyone and everyone. It's going to be on the network. It's probably going to be the only way that you can watch it here in the States. And unless you do your thing on the internet, which I don't, but it is what it is. I definitely recommend it to all of you.
Yes, indeed. We already spoke about the main event of SmackDown, which was, to me, which is the main event, which is Owens versus Cesaro, which is the main event. Should be a main event on any wrestling show. SmackDown was pretty good this week. Nothing too bad.
SmackDown was good. I one thing that I've realized since the day after WrestleMania 30 is that I love Paige. I love Paige in every way possible, in ways that I'm not even going to speak on this podcast about. But I will say this. Paige is alluding to bringing up some NXT chicks. And that's another thing I wanted to speak to you about, because I think we're going to be getting Charlotte coming up, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to get a new wave of NXT divas just coming up and making a big-time impact on Raw, and it's going to be amazing.
They need to, because the women, the diva, quote-unquote, I don't even call the NXT women divas. They're wrestlers. The divas on Raw are completely horrendous. You got the Bellas. Why are you still holding the only reason why you're holding the title, because they want to destroy AJ's reign, because AJ bounced on them, and they want to remove her reign from the record. Let's put the Bella up there. They're freaking horrendous. Paige should have won that title Sunday night. It's bullshit. I can't stand the main roster divas.
It's become more so. And I have to slightly disagree with you, brother, because Nikki and Brie aren't horrendous in the ring, but they've been forced down our throats for years. I mean fucking years. And like, them bitches been on top since fucking 2009, probably before that.
And they
that.
Quit. They walked away and came back and were back on top.
Yeah, so that's the issue. There's no change. There's nothing different. But if you sit back and you look at, like, the match that was on SmackDown, it was Paige versus Brie Bella. Alicia Fox ends up getting involved, and Paige gets the L, but it is what it is. They had a good match. Brie Bella is a decent wrestler, but we're just very spoiled with what we see on NXT, and we expect to see these awesome matches on Raw, which we're just not going to get because they're just not as talented. But
not at all.
That crop comes up, it's going to be great. And if I will say this, I'm more so worried about the NXT women's division when you get the four horsewomen, as they like to call themselves, come up. You got Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Bayley, and Becky Lynch. Once they end up coming up, who are going to be the next NXT divas? I mean, sorry, NXT women, who
exactly.
are going to run the show there? It's not going to be Blue Pants, I'll tell you that.
I love Blue Pants. I'm sorry. I love me some Blue Pants, but that's a story for another day.
You got
that's
a story
for
Blue Pants, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes,
nice.
Sir.
Nice. Hey, to each his own, brother.
Indeed. But, all right, moving on. Last night, Ring of Honor held their Best in the World iPay-Per-View. Was it an iPay-Per-View? I'm not completely sure. But I didn't watch it. I watched some highlights, and Jay Lethal is now your new Ring of Honor World Champion. And from the highlights I saw, Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe tore the house completely down last night.
Wow.
Jay Lethal won the title on a springboard RKO off the ropes. If you have a chance, pull those highlights up on YouTube and just watch the beauty of that of those highlights. Jay Lethal's been doing his thing for years, well-deserved. Jay Briscoe should be in the WWE, but he's not because he'd become watered down and horrible, but that's my opinion. But they tore it down last night. Good job to those dudes.
You know, Jay Lethal has always been, if you ask me, insanely underrated. His time in TNA, that boy should have been the champion. Because
yes,
on
sir.
The mic, he can do things that people just can't. I mean, when he was doing his Black Machismo gimmick, It was ridiculous. You close your eyes and you would think you're listening to Randy Savage. It was amazing. And he's really good in the ring. He had incredible feuds with people like AJ Styles and Sanjay Dutt, just incredible matches. And now he's finally arrived. He's finally come of age, and this man now is going to be the shit. And the fact that we have Ring of Honor on Destination America, even though I don't have that channel, but
neither
whatever. There's the exposure now, so we can see Jay Lethal in a different light, in the light of the man on top of the mountain, and he definitely has the potential to be one of the best that Ring of Honor has ever had. He can be put in the top five, if you ask me, because he's so good in the ring, of people who've come in and out of Ring of Honor and have made something good of themselves, people like your Daniel Bryans and your CM Punks. He has a lot to offer. I mean, the Briscoes, I've always loved the Briscoes, and when they were teasing that they were going to come to WWE, I was really excited about it, but the way that they are and the gimmicks that they have, I don't necessarily see them toning it down and being WWE style per se. But Jay Lethal, on the other hand, give him another couple years, I can see Jay Lethal coming to WWE. And
I mean, he should have been there. He should have been there before Xavier Woods. I mean, when Xavier Woods was in TNA with Jay Lethal doing the Consequences Creed gimmick, I mean, that spot Xavier Woods got in NXT should have went to Jay Lethal, because to me, Jay Lethal is the bigger talent, to be completely honest with you. Like, he's,
I mean, I
pretty
definitely
much
agree with
package.
You. I definitely.
He's the total package.
I never liked Consequences Creed. He's always been okay in the ring to me. Even Xavier Woods now, his New Day stuff. I mean, he's okay in the ring.
He's
incredibly
more of a personality than a wrestler.
Exactly, he's more personality, and Jay Lethal can bring both of those things to the table. I mean, we'll see what happens. It could happen, but I know there's certain people in Ring of Honor that you just look at and you just know that eventually they're coming, and I'm talking about Adam Cole, baby, because Adam Cole is the one.
Can tear it down with the best of them.
He can tear it down. Michael Elgin can tear it down. The amount of talent in Ring of Honor is ridiculous.
War Machine
and
is
Ring
great.
Of Honor,
if you don't know who War Machine is in Ring of Honor, he's another one. Great big brute. Tommaso Ciampa is another one. Ring of Honor is just great. I mean, they should be on a bigger station because no one has Destination America, and it's irritating because I would like to watch Ring of Honor, but YouTube is your friend, so.
YouTube, indeed. I mean, Ring of Honor, if you ask me, with the talent that they have, Ring of Honor has the potential to be bigger than TNA. They just need to get on the right channel, and they need the right exposure.
Yes, sir. Now, on that note, let's switch some gears. Because this is not just wrestling. So we're not just about
wrestling.
It's not wrestling
just wrestling. We love wrestling, but we like other things too, damn it.
Yes, sir. And how about my man A-Rod last night? I don't care what anybody says about the performance-enhancing drugs. It still takes skill to hit a fucking baseball. I don't care what anyone says. It still takes skill to hit a baseball, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, of course, baseball is, if you ask me, one of the hardest sports that there is. Like, I don't give a damn who you are. You go up to a baseball plate with a bat that isn't any thicker than your arm, and you hit a ball that's traveling over 80 miles an hour, and that bitch is small. Like, it's coming at you. Exactly. Your hand-eye coordination has to be on point. You can't just be a scrub and be good at baseball.
And performance-enhancing drugs are not going to... They'll give you the added power, make you more durable, but they're not gonna teach you how to hit a baseball. And that's... I mean, you shouldn't take them. I mean, it's fucked up that they do, that they did.
I mean, you can't question the skill. You can't question the skill of Alex Rodriguez. He's a great ball player. He's been a freaking phenomenal ball player since he came up with Seattle. I've always loved A-Rod. When he was part of the team with Griffey and Seattle had the fucking bomb squad, A-Rod was next up. He was the dude. He ended up getting into the bullshit. So now the rest of his career is changing.
Like many dudes, and they'll turn their nose up to him. I mean, it's not just because he's on my team. Yes, I'm a Yankee fan. It's not that he's on my team. I mean, he's a player. I mean, so many guys did it over the past couple years. One of my favorite players, Barry Bonds. I mean, people hate him now. I mean, hated him then, but you know what? It was part of the game, honestly. So many dudes did it, and nothing
Barry
we can
do Bonds,
with fans.
That's another thing. Barry Bonds, much like A-Rod, they were both great before the steroid and performance-enhancing bullshit came into play. They were great
exactly.
ball players. Now, yeah, you're right. You take this and increases your power, and now the rest of your career is tainted. Alex Rodriguez, he reaches the 3,000 mark. He does it on – he did it on a homer, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't watch the game last
He did
night.
It on a home run, yeah, to right field. I mean, it's amazing, and as a Yankee fan, because I'm a Yankee fan too, so for any fucking Mets fans out there that are listening to our podcast here – You got two people in here, so please give us a call and try us. Fucking try
Smills.
Us. But anyway.
Smills, you met
so,
fan you.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. A-Rod, he's going to go down as one of the best ever. He'll always have that
yes,
asterisk
sir.
There.
Now, another hilarious note, Major League All-Star Game's coming up. And if you look at the starting lineup for the American League, the fan vote, the fans get to vote in the starting lineup for the American League. I find it hilarious that 8 Kansas City Royals will be starting the All-Star game this year. 8 Kansas City Royals will be starting the All-Star game this year. Those fans in Kansas City are assholes. For
I mean,
voting all of them in.
Kansas City, they're doing their thing, brother. They were never the type
in.
Of team that I looked at that were – ever, like, top ball clubs in, like, the whole history in retrospect of baseball. Like,
yeah, they've been
Kansas
horrible
City was never
history,
the shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Not at all, but I find it hilarious that these asshole fans voted 8 of them in there. Poor Mike Trout's going to be only the only non-Kansas City Royal in the All-Star starting lineup. The Yankees couldn't even pull that one off.
Yeah, the Yankees, they couldn't. Even though they had they had 1 year to where the fucking lineup was fucking stacked. You had Bernie, you had Jeter. I'm pretty sure you had Paul O'Neill. Paul O'Neill was on the bench, I think, one time. And he ended up coming into the game. So the lineup had like 4 Yankees on there, but nothing like this.
Yeah, but
essentially,
this is nothing like
this. What we're going to get, it's going to be the National League versus Kansas City. It's crazy.
Exactly. Which I just find it, to me, that shit is hilarious. Yeah, a bunch of ass, probably some dumb radio show in Kansas City. Hey, guys, vote for the Royals. And now Major League Baseball voided 60 million votes, and these dudes are still, all 8 of them are still like millions of votes ahead of the guys behind
wow.
them. So, yeah, they really,
wow.
I guess they support their Royals out there in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, they're doing this
Shout
thing. I mean,
them.
They deserve it, but for this bullshit, they better win the fucking World Series. That's all I got to say.
Probably not this year.
Because
we need
the
Yankees in there.
Take it, bro. The Yankees,
Hopefully.
Bro. We got
Hopefully.
It.
Hopefully. Now, NBA season came to a close this week as the Golden State Warriors, my second favorite team in the world, I might add. I'm a Knicks fan first and foremost. But my favorite player in the whole world, Tim Hardaway, came from Golden State back in the day. And
yes,
I always rooted for Golden State second, but I'm a Knicks fan. I bleed Knicks blue and orange. But congratulations to the Golden State Warriors who dismantled LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Much respect to LeBron, though. He carried that damn team.
Oh, yeah. He averaged a triple-double. I mean, LeBron's that dude, but Steph is fucking unconscious, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Steph,
he pulled
he's
it
anywhere on the court with someone up in his grill. Steph is just nasty like that. Now, of course, we all know that the Cavs, they weren't at full capacity. They had Kyrie Irving, he gets injured. What was that? First game, he got injured, right?
Kevin Love went out in the first game, first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, Kevin Love's been out. So next year, with the Cavs at with everyone healthy, I could see the Cavs doing it. It could have been a completely different story. But LeBron can only do so much.
By himself, exactly. And he's looking at J.R. Smith and Shump. That's what we got when they were in New York, pal.
Yep.
So enjoy them.
I mean, LeBron, and then I've been seeing a lot of bullshit. See, it almost seemed like the NBA was behind LeBron and the Cavs to win this one. Because so many times that LeBron blatantly was traveling, so many times, and I'm looking at this shit, and I'm rewinding it. I'm looking at slow motions like, how the fuck are they missing this shit? I think off of inbound, he dribbles it twice. He freaking takes three steps, and then he starts dribbling again. It's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, those are LeBron rules. Turn the other way. You didn't see that. It didn't really happen. It's an apparition. It didn't happen.
And LeBron's getting a bit full of himself, ain't he? Going on the mic talking about, oh, he's definitely the best ever and all of that. And,
I mean, no, he didn't say the best ever. He said he's the best player in the world. Right now,
okay.
I mean, he's not lying. There's no one better right now than LeBron James. Maybe a couple years from now. I mean, I wouldn't say he's better than Michael Jordan because Jordan never lost in the finals. But right now, he is the best player in the world because Kobe's not Kobe anymore. And
no,
Durant is
not.
Durant. Westbrook is Westbrook's okay. Westbrook's good, but LeBron, right now, he is the best player in the world. But I wouldn't say ever. And he's not lying. Very cocky, but you know what?
Let him get to his head. Because remember, a lot of the rings that came with Miami, he had Dwayne Wade. He was there, and he had somebody else to help him carry that shit.
Well, Chris
and
Bosh,
now
yeah.
He's with the Cavs, even though, Chris Bosh also. And Kyrie Irving is a star in his own right. But LeBron kind of just overshadows everybody. And he has the potential to be the best ever. And you can have, like, Kevin Love could be his Scottie Pippen, but we'll see what happens.
Nah, Kevin Love is not going to stay there. Kevin Love's probably going to opt out of his contract and go somewhere else. Kevin Love just strikes me as the type of dude who wants to be the man. I mean, it didn't work out for him in Minnesota, and he was the man. And you see what he did with that team. Didn't make the playoffs ever. This year was his first year in the playoffs, but teach his own. LeBron will be there again next year. And all the rumors are starting now. LeBron's leaving. He's not going anywhere, so.
He's not going anywhere.
Don't listen to the rumors and the nonsense.
He had a good year, and, I mean, injuries happen, and he knows that shit. And, I mean, at times that when he was in Miami and Chris Bosh would go down and it was just him and Wade handling shit, I mean, he knows that the shit happens. So, next year.
I mean, don't get it twisted. He took a team that did not deserve to be in the finals to the finals, two games of a championship. So, I mean, much respect to him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just think he needs to cool it with the cocky shit because that shit will get to you eventually.
Yeah, it'll backfire. But he's a pain
in the ass. I don't
know
if you saw this meme, bro. I saw the best meme ever. It's the cover
LeBron
of
sleeping on the
train. Nah, it's the cover of NBA 2K16, and it's Steph Curry's daughter holding the freaking championship up.
That's funny. The one of the LeBron lookalike sleeping on the train is hilarious. It says LeBron took the finals loss very hard riding the train in New York City.
Jeez.
And the LeBron
yeah,
from the future.
Yeah, I think I did see that one, too.
Great.
Yeah, I saw that shit. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that nigga looked just
LeBron
like him. It's a bunch of LeBron lookalikes out there.
LeBron from the future is always great. That one. Google that meme. LeBron from the future comes to relive his past mistakes. It's fucking hilarious.
Damn,
but like
bro,
I said, he's
so
a pain in the ass.
What we got for the last...
last segment?
How's
that Elder Scrolls Online treating you?
Ah, man, shit. We got 10 minutes, bro. You sure you want to bring that shit up?
Yeah, go ahead. Take it away.
I tell you, man, you know, for those of you out there who play the video games, who sit on your couch and you put the controller in your hand and you love the shit, because, I mean, I had a Nintendo when I was a little boy, and I've been playing since I was 4 years old. So it is what it is. But Skyrim came out in 2011, and for all of you Elder Scrolls fans out there, it was... I'm not sure which installment of the Elder Scrolls series. I want to say it was maybe like the sixth or so. But Skyrim was a great game. It's an open world, Dungeons and Dragons, crazy shit. You create your character, make him whatever you want to do. Now, we have Elder Scrolls Online that just recently came out. And
which
it's
I still
essentially,
haven't bought yet, but I will.
Yeah, man, you got to get on that. It's essentially like Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, and online. So you got a bunch of people around you, and it's pretty cool. Now, my day one impressions about it, and this is what I was telling a couple people, I'm a little bit disappointed. And the reason why I'm disappointed is because I expected Skyrim online. But that is not what we have here. We have a completely different game. The way you play is different. The way you use your magic is different. And talking to people and interacting with the NPCs and all of that, that would be the AI, the artificial intelligence people, the characters that they put in the game. Talking to them, it's similar like the other Elder Scrolls games. But it's a different feel. It's going to take me a while to get very used to it, but I know once I'm level 30, 40, whatever it is, and I'm deep into it, it's going to be awesome. You have to
bow and arrow all day long. Yeah,
oh,
I definitely
yeah.
will pick
you already
that
know.
Up. I will pick that up. I'm not a game. I'm not a hardcore gamer, but once I get into a game, like I'm still playing. We're all still playing GTA for the past year and change. The fucking game is still $60. This game is $60. It's been almost out almost 2 years now, probably. Almost two.
GTA. It came out October. Did it come out like October 2013 or some
yeah,
shit
almost
like
two
that?
Years. Almost 2 years. The price has never gone down. Shows you the type of game GTA 5 is.
GTA 5
and it just
is
evolves and
for
evolves
this generation.
And evolves and evolves.
It's one of the best games of our generation, man. It just is. If you look past the fact that it's completely vulgar and the violence and all of that shit, as a game and with gameplay, it's done so perfectly. So that's why we're playing it 2 years later.
Yeah, pretty much. And with the updates that come in constantly, I mean, Rockstar, the engineers and the designers and the owner of Rockstar is just swimming in cash like Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, yeah.
Because
if you're the type of person that invests, I mean, it was a great idea a few years ago after GTA 4 to just put, like, if you were the type of person that put stock in Rockstar before fucking GTA 5 came out, and then when it did, how it just blew up, you'd be chilling right now, like just sitting and just looking at the cash like it's beautiful, because this game and Rockstar, they're such a huge fucking company and entity within themselves. It's fucking amazing, man. And
Grand
Theft Auto
GTA 6 coming out.
I don't know when it's going to come out. I'm glad you said that, because what I heard is GTA 6 is going to be the whole United States of fucking America, bro.
Yeah, just get on a plane and go start some trouble in Liberty City and fly back to San Andreas, then go to Vice City. I mean,
exactly.
For those that don't understand, it's New York, Miami, and Los Angeles.
Yes.
But they
yes.
have different names.
It's,
play the fucking
it's going to be dope. It's going to be nuts.
Come online.
And
play against us, Xbox users.
The scale is going to be crazy, bro. The scale is just going to be fucking crazy. Like, if you can physically get in the plane and travel from L.A. to N.Y., and you had to sit there and fly that bitch for, like, 45 minutes to an hour in game time or whatever the case is, like, that should be fucking dope, bro.
Yeah, that to me, that would be, that's what they need to do. Maybe that's why it's taken so long to come out. I heard 2017, maybe later, but it
well,
should
I mean,
be great.
Keep in mind, the gap
it
between
be
4 and 5 was pretty big. 4 came out like 2008, I believe.
But 4 didn't have the, 4 didn't have the longevity that 5 is having. Four was,
no,
four was
basically death matches, like the online shit, pretty much death matches and shit. 4 was more so about the DLCs that you got, like the Ballad of Gay Tony and the Biker Gang DLC, and it was more story-driven. This GTA shit, niggas motherfucking play that shit for the online. Like, that's what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
GTA,
that's the only reason why I play it.
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't even beaten the story. I know you have. I've never beaten the story before. Ever. I just go online.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And it's one of the best games I ever played in my life. Skyrim is up there. But I think we're almost out of time. So I'm going to shut this episode down. Good episode. Shout out to A-Square for calling in. Anybody else? You didn't call in.
Shout out to
the
big bro.
You can always call
A-Square.
In.
Go ahead. And I wish I had he's going to freaking kill me, man. I wish I had a link or something to shout him out with, because this man's music is amazing. So I'm going to gather a little bit more information next week. We'll shout him out and we'll, you know, we'll put
Get us a song or two. I'll throw it on, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it's about, man. But hey,
we're going to get out of here. And,
yes, sir.
Let Dusty take us away again. A little American dream. To everybody out there, enjoy your weeks. One more thing I want to get out to people in Charleston who we all know what happened this week. Horrible terrorist act, tragedy. My thoughts and prayers are with you all. Stay strong.
Thoughts, prayers,
we will get
everything.
Yeah, we will
crazy
get
crazy out there, man. Just be safe out there. It just goes to show you can't even go. You can't even go in a place of peace and have peace sometimes, man. We live in a crazy world.
My thoughts and prayers are with all of you. God bless you all, and we are out of here. So we will talk to you next Saturday at 4 o'clock. Not just wrestling.
Salute.
Mr. Pete, the generic dude, we out. Enjoy,
generic
folks.
Dude, signing off. Have a good week.